It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Election season is ramping up in our region. Early voting begins here in New York and for the first time ever in New Jersey this Saturday. There are also some debates to watch. Joining us now for our weekly elections preview is, just as I promised, WNYC's senior political correspondent, Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's dive right in with early voting and showing my home state bias. Let's talk about quickly about New Jersey, where voters will be able to vote in person for the first time and vote early in person for the first time,
It's incredible, Michael. I can't believe it, but it's just this year that New Jersey passed legislation to institute 9 days of early voting. There are early voting locations in each county. The dates, just like New York, run October 23rd through October 31st. But there is a little catch. If you were registered to vote by mail in the 2021 general election, you needed to opt out of that by August 31st. That was obviously a little while ago. But for all the information you need about voting in New Jersey, there's a great website. Go to vote.nj.gov and find what you need right there.
Shifting gears back to New York, what do voters need to know about early voting here in the city?
Well, same dates, October 23rd, and then it runs through Sunday, October 31st, Halloween, very spooky day to go vote. There are 106 early voting sites across the city, but it's important to know you can't just go to any one of them. You are assigned to a specific early voting site that is likely different from your Election Day poll site. So to find out where you need to go, visit vote.nyc. Now, one issue that's really become a perennial source of controversy since the start of early voting here in the city is the use of public schools. There will be early voting sites in 24 public schools for this election, one more than in the June primary. Now, the difference, of course, is that schools are now full in a way they were not last spring or certainly last November. School administrators, lawmakers, and even the executive director of the City Board of Elections have all said they don't want to be in schools for early voting, but under current law, these are the only public buildings that cannot opt out of a poll site designation, and the Board of Elections needs locations to have early voting sites. Now, State Senator Liz Krueger has a bill that would address this for future elections. It's already passed the State Senate. We're going to have to see if it picks up any momentum when lawmakers go back to Albany in January, but this issue just really highlights how much of an outlier the city is when it comes to how it runs early voting.
Now, that's for the city. How does the rest of New York handle early voting?
Well, everywhere else, literally every other county in this state, has countywide vote centers. That means you could go to vote at an early voting site in your respective county, any of them. You don't have to be assigned to a specific location. New York City decided against that approach when early voting was first enacted back in 2019. Officials blame certain technical limitations, but some election reform advocates, like Jarrett Berg, who's co-founder of a nonpartisan nonprofit called Vote Early NY, say the city's really just using a loophole in the law as an excuse.
Before early voting starts Saturday, where can voters get more information about who they're voting for?
Well, of course, our website, Gothamist.com, has a ton of great resources. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned before, there are a couple debates this week. There is actually a public advocate debate on Spectrum New York One on Tuesday night at 7. Now, that's not exactly a competitive race. Democrat incumbent Jumaane Williams is really the heavy favorite over Republican Debbie Nampiapa-Rampal. But Williams launched an exploratory committee in a potential bid for governor. So hearing how he answers the question of why he's running for one office with his sights set on the next one is something I'll be listening for. There's also a general election debate on Wednesday, which will feature a matchup between Democrat Eric Adams and Republican Curtis Sliwa. That's going to be on WNBC from 7 to 8. Now, that race is also not expected to be particularly close, given Democrats' 7-to-1 registration advantage in the city, but it's certainly a debate that could get lively.
What are you watching for in this mayoral debate?
Well, Michael, if you caught any of the Republican mayoral primary debate, or really, you know, any time Curtis Sliwa has appeared on television, he's really known for using props and engaging in antics. He's tried to attack Adams on quality of life and law and order issues. He's likely to talk about his very ardent support for animal rights. He's somewhat infamously talked about the more than a dozen rescue cats he and his wife have in their home. He wants to ban euthanizing animals at shelters. But ultimately, he's really going to just try to throw Adams off his game.
And what are you watching for about Adams in Wednesday's debate?
Well, I'm curious to see if he's willing to engage or how much he wants to rely on the moderators to just really rein that conversation in. And I think it's going to be interesting to hear how both of the candidates weigh in on some of the major issues and initiatives the city has been dealing with now. Certainly the crisis on Rikers Island, the future of the city's gifted and talented program. We know that neither of these candidates seem quite ready to accept Mayor de Blasio's proposal to just eliminate it entirely in its current form. And ultimately, what these candidates envision a post-COVID city will look like and how they plan to ensure we're better prepared for the next inevitable disaster.
Mm-hmm. That's WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Bridget, thank you.
Thank you.
And for more information on the election, including early voting, go to gothamist.com.